This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Lauren, L-O-R-I-N, Cook, C-O-O-K, date of birth February 7th of 1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Cook with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. His last visit was January 10th of this year. He's gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months and states he's feeling well. He just recently started gabapentin, 100 milligram twice a day for his diabetic neuropathy, and that has been helping so far. His only symptom with chronic kidney disease is edema of his feet and ankles, and that has been stable. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no current kidney stone symptoms, no blood, cloudiness, dysuria. Nocturia is several times per night, and this is stable. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and for blood pressure, amlodipine 2.5 milligram once a day. Very low dose, and metoprolol is 25 milligram once a day. Physical examination, weight 195 pounds, pulse 63, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70, neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular with an aortic murmur, abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and he has a trace to 1+ edema in bilateral ankles. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.7, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 39. Albumin 4.2, calcium 8.6. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.3. Hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, number one, no progression, no uremic symptoms. Two, hypertension, well controlled on current medications. Three, type 2 diabetes, also well controlled on Lantus and diet. Novolog regular insulin also. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 2 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.